Will, thanks very much for joining us here on this very cold afternoon training session. Wise, how did that go?
Yeah, it was really good. Our pitch we usually train on is a bit worse for wear today, obviously with the cold weather. So we've moved on to the 3G today. Still able to get quite a lot of contact work done and a bit of rucking and stuff, which is good. Good prep for the weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll come on to that going very shortly. This week, Harlequins have signed an abundance of players that have committed their future, including yourself, actually.
Yep.
Was that an easy decision to make?
Really easy for me, yeah. The past five seasons have just been great, the way they've nurtured all the academy players. I think anyone who's come through the EPDG, you speak to them, and they all say how much they've enjoyed it and the work that all the coaches, like Tony Diprose and John Kingston, all the work they do to nurture you as a player. It's a great environment for me, people like Joey Marler to learn off. And obviously being kind of in and around the England setup last year and stuff, you learn a lot there as well. So yeah, for me it was a very easy decision. I think this is the right place for me to develop as a player. All the guys I've played with, I mean, there's people here who I've played with since I started playing rugby at the age of six.
So it's a long time.
Quite a while now, yeah.
That's a very long time,
yeah,
actually.
So it was an easy decision.
It was an easy decision. Yeah. Well, that's very good to hear, actually. Yeah, you mentioned about England, because you were named in the England squad to play the Barbarians, and you were on standby, weren't you, as well?
Yeah. I had a neck injury at the beginning of February, which ended up being quite serious. So I was out until the back end of May, which was quite unfortunate. I missed some of the great rugby we were playing there, getting us into the playoffs and stuff. But I managed to get back into the training squad. I had 4 days tough training with the guys before they went off to New Zealand, and then was lucky enough to get a game against the Barbarians, which was great fun, against some of the big names they are playing.
I was going to say, how did that go?
Tore off to shreds.
Yeah. Stuart Lancaster, I know, has been a visitor to the Snoop as well, which I've heard also as well. Obviously, Chris Robshaw, Mike Brown, Joe Marler, etc., probably nailed on for the forthcoming England. Nick Easter. That name's got to come up, and surely he must be worth an England squad.
I mean, all I can say about Nick is he's an absolutely phenomenal player. You could see Danny Kerr did an interview a couple of weeks ago, and you know the colossal people that he's played with, and he said Nick Easter, or Minty as we call him, is the best player he's ever played with. So, I mean, that just... And we went to his... he had this dinner, Nord of Robins thing, last week, and it was just an incredible tribute to him. He's a great person to have around the club. When I first arrived 6 seasons ago, he was quite a grumpy old man, and I think he's softened a bit now, so he's a great guy to have around, and I'd love to see him back in the squad if he could. But, I mean, that's down to them, isn't it?
Absolutely. You haven't given up England ambitions yourself, then?
No, not at all. That's kind of the main reason I stayed here, is I think it's the right place for me to develop and go on and achieve those ambitions.
So let's go back to last weekend then. You played in the game against Bath. It was one of those games, when I was just speaking to Carl, I said Quinn's really dominated possession wise but in the end Wasps just took their chances, whereas perhaps you guys didn't take the chances.
It was a really strange one, because the first half was great. We were all having so much fun. We came in buzzing at half time, which doesn't usually happen when you're down by that many points, and actually it ended up being Nick Easter who said, "Look, just enjoy it, lads, this is going really well, we're playing great rugby." But we just couldn't convert the points. I think we had over 75% of the possession, and we just didn't take our chances. Their defence was immense. All credit to them.
It was, wasn't it?
All credit to them. Yeah, they shut us down, and but I mean, we were absolutely gutted, because we thought we should have won that game.
If you had won that game, obviously this weekend's trip would have been slightly easier. It's a little bit more difficult now. Obviously, you've got to go there, you've got to get a victory as well, put some points on the board, and you never know, do you?
Well, that's the thing. I say we're a big game team, and we've made this the biggest of games possible, really. It's kind of do or die. We have to go out there and get the win and get as many points as we can, and let the rest take care of itself. So.
Fingers crossed.
We can do that.
Yeah. Castairs played back at, I think it was back in October, wasn't it? The start of this competition.
Yeah.
Back at the Snoop. Now they're a difficult side to play against, as was proved at the Snoop, wasn't it?
Yeah, that game,
it won't be easy.
Some big players there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I felt we coped with them well though when they came over here. We've got a great record in France. We love going over to play there. The crowds and everyone there makes it an amazing environment. So I think we thrive in those kind of conditions, which is going to be good for us.
And you guys, I think, go out Friday, is that right? You fly out Friday?
We fly out Friday, and then we're back on Saturday after the game.
So looking forward to that.
So yeah, can't wait.
Absolutely. Best of luck then.